everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I am Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. Shut up!
I was early.
You were early.
Damn, I'm usually great with timing.
You gotta work on that.
Man, I came in early.
Yeah.
Boom.
You're always coming early.
Yeah.
Too early.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Not in mine.
Everyone's been talking about this.
Everyone's been talking about
this. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You ready to talk some NXT?
NXT.
Yeah?
The A brand of WWE
show
entertainment.
It's hard to imagine that it is even a WWE show,
right?
You
know,
too
good.
It's too good.
AEW just does what they're doing. That's what they should do. Hey, to succeed, we should do everything NXT is doing.
Right.
Get some top talent from indies, which they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That came up. I did a little Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Driving to work. And just bored, figured I would do this. And AEW came up a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I've never been real big on Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't see the lore. I don't think he's enough to carry AEW.
That's what
we just got to see how much they involve Jericho.
Yeah.
That's their big get. And I think they would have to get one more current superstar to show that they can.
Mm-hmm.
Just show that you can.
Right.
Find out when contracts are up. Give someone a boatload of money. It doesn't even be a main star. It could be like a mid-carder.
And I'm just sure they're going to try to get Ambrose.
Yeah.
You know they're going to try.
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I highly doubt it. I would bet a lot of money against him ever going there. And here's why. His wife is employed by WWE. And I think the only reason they gave him such a huge send-off is because he all but told them, there's no way I'm going to AEW. I'm a company man. I just need a break.
I think they gave him a good send off hoping he would come back. You know? Plus it's the Shield, you know, that's like their thing.
But he's like a main guy on the main brand. Why would he be a big fish in a tiny pond? He was already a big fish in the big pond.
Because his character sucked.
Yeah, he's still part of the Shield. He was still main eventing and
if you listen to his promo at the end, he's basically like saying, do what you want to do, and he's leaving. Right. So, I don't know.
We'll see.
I think it's possibly goes to AEW.
I doubt it, but we'll see.
It's possible. You want to bet?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to bet?
Did he get downgraded because of all the pops?
Yes. Big Boss Man is gone. He has been eliminated.
What should we bet?
I don't know. Hmm. What do you got? Let me pull out my wallet here. I gotta have a dollar.
all right, $1.
$1.
Can we put a time limit on it so we can actually pay this bet off?
No. Anytime in the next 20 years.
So you'll give me a dollar, I'll give you a dollar in 20 years?
By 2020.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because, by 2020.
Okay.
All right.
So we kick things off on NXT this week with Jackson Ryker versus Humberto Carrillo.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a great start to the show.
No.
Why not
have these? You got so many great people. Why not just open with a promo?
Yeah.
You should always open with Gargano or someone from the Undisputed Era.
Right.
Or Velveteen Dream. I would even take Bro, just because he's popular.
Yeah.
Just to come out and say something.
Right.
But yeah, this wasn't great.
So Carrillo does a lot of flips and he gets some shots in, but that just pisses off Ryker. Ryker hits the Widowmaker, but he doesn't go for the pin. Instead, he beats up Carrillo outside the ring and into the crowd, so the referee calls for the bell. Again, we don't know officially who won. Does he disqualify Ryker? Are they both counted out? What's the deal?
We don't know. Was this just to have this match again next week or something?
No. With Carrillo? I think it was just to... Because then Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch showed up with steel chairs to save Carrillo. And then Ryker wants to fight,
six-man.
Cutler and Blake hold them back and they leave. I guess, but what the fuck does Carrillo have to do with any of this?
I don't know. Wrong place, wrong time.
That's their third guy that's going to help them lose,
I guess,
to the Forgotten Sons?
Yes.
All right. So backstage, Adam Cole is doing a photo shoot when TMZ walks up and asks him about tonight's upcoming match featuring Roderick Strong against Johnny Gargano. Cole says Johnny is afraid to face the leader of the Undisputed Era, but Roddy is going to beat Gargano to a pulp. Cole then notices Matt Riddle laughing and tells him this isn't funny. Riddle says, it's hilarious how jealous you are, bro, but what are you going to do about it? Mm. Cole says, I have bigger things to worry about, and he walks away. And then Riddle poses like an idiot for the photo shoot. Like a total fucking idiot. Like, basically, he's acting like Michelangelo of the Ninja Turtles. Like, look, cowabunga, dude!
Look, we don't like this guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, prove us wrong. He had a really nice match at TakeOver.
Yeah.
So,
and if you would have turned him heel, he would have been great.
Yeah.
Stop goofing off. That's the only problem here.
Right.
Put some shoes on. All right. Next up, we have Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah versus Candice LeRae and a mystery partner, which maybe like Io Shirai or someone lame.
Of course. Io Shirai makes sense because her friends left.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was Casey Catanzaro, the super hot girl, Ricochet's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she was, she was in the Rumble.
Yep.
Did a lot of cool shit in the Rumble.
But I guess this was her official debut, or no? No, I mean match-wise. She had a match?
Didn't she have one a couple weeks ago?
I thought she just did a run-in and then got taken out by, what's her face?
I thought she had a match.
She lost clean to the champ, right?
I think.
Yeah, I think she did, yeah.
So this might be the second time we've seen her in a match, but Catanzaro did Miz's turnbuckle clothesline as well as some nice gymnastic moves. She took the beating for most of the match, but eventually made the hot tag to Candice. And once Candice got tagged in, she was awesome. Here's everything she did. Missile drop kick off the top rope, baseball slide, jawbreaker, snapmare, step up, senton bomb, neckbreaker, and then the lion salt for the win. When she's on, Candice is really good.
Yeah.
Like she could wrestle. Be one of the best on the main roster.
She can wrestle.
Yeah.
She can wrestle.
She's
I just don't love
awesome
her character. It seems like it's too plain.
Well, that's it. She's just smiling.
I need to do something with her.
She's just happy-go-lucky girl.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Backstage, Kathy Kelly interviews Io Shirai about what Shayna did to Kairi last week, but Shayna and friends attack her from behind and beat her up. Again, this is getting tiring.
It really is.
I'm so tired of Shayna and friends.
Right.
They're so boring. They just do the same thing
every
week.
Keep the title
week.
On her. Like, I thought you're supposed to change the title. I thought Kairi Sane is supposed to, like, you know what I mean? It's literally give the champ to the next person and give it to the next person. And you know what I mean? It's next.
It's got to be.
The name of the show is next. Who's next?
It's got to be by the next one.
So who takes it?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Candice?
I would want Candice to do it.
Candice has momentum.
Just because I think it'd be cool, if her and Johnny were both the champs. I think that would be a cool moment.
Right. Right.
But the fact that they had Belair tap makes me think that they're going to give redemption to Belair at some point.
Third match?
Yeah, that's the problem is like, oh, third time? Really? You get a third chance?
Right.
So, yeah. Next up, we have a video package for Kushida because his debut is next week. Mr. Regal says he's very excited and calls it one of the most exciting things to ever happen in NXT. I guess we'll see about that.
Nope.
Then in walks Cassius Ohno rocking an NXT UK shirt since that's where he's been for the past few months.
Sure.
Ohno is still being a little bit of a prick and tells Regal he wants a match against Kushida. Regal tells him, I'll think about it, and Ohno leaves. Then Regal immediately announces the match for next week. So I guess he didn't have to think about it for that long.
And what, Ohno's just the jobber to the new guys?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to whoop all the new guys. Then he's just the jobber to all the new guys.
Right. Ugh. I mean, we haven't been watching UK. Maybe he's won a few matches there.
No, it doesn't matter. That's not canon.
It's not canon.
It's not canon.
I know he jobbed to Walter, but I don't know what he's done since then.
Was that a title defense?
No, it was before. It was like, I think it was one of Walter's first matches. Moving on, we have the Street Profits versus the War Raiders. Isn't that awesome? They're the War Raiders again. They're once again the War Raiders.
I don't understand.
They're back.
They're back. They were the Viking Experience the last week. Last week.
Last week. Yeah.
Where were they last week?
Huh?
Were they on NXT last week?
Well, yeah, just backstage.
But they called them the Viking Experience.
They called them... what? I'm so confused.
On NXT, they said,
yes.
This is the Viking Experience.
They did, right.
Now the War Raiders again on NXT.
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well,
their names are changing on both shows all the time.
This was obviously filmed before their Raw debut.
But still.
That's why.
Then you can't show it if you've already changed their name.
You can't show it?
I don't know.
I guess not.
Right? I mean.
Oh. I don't know, but this is a really good match.
You can't dub over the ring announcer. Or
well, it also said it on the screen.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And they're still hands in a row again. Whatever, you know. Triple H is like, I tried to tell you, Vince.
Yeah.
So Montez Ford dives onto Hanson and Rowe on the ramp, throws Rowe into the ring. The match starts. Dawkins hits him with a spine buster. Ford hits the frog splash. He goes for the pin, but Rowe kicks out. But this was the best match I've ever seen from the Street Profits.
Sure.
Like, they were great, especially Ford. I like their intensity, you know. But, of course, the War Raiders still get the win with the pop-up power slam, which on NXT, it's called Thor's Hammer. And on Raw, it's called the Viking Experience now. That move is called the Viking Experience.
What a great name.
Thor's Hammer. Right. Next up, TMZ interviews Mia Yim backstage about Shayna Baszler. Mia thinks she deserves another shot at Shayna. She doesn't. But she says she's going to prove why the HBIC should be a threat to her. Mm-hmm. What does that stand for again?
I don't remember. I can't read.
HBIC?
Head bitch in charge?
No. Yes. Oh, head baddie in charge.
Well,
because they don't say bitch.
When Ronda came out, she said she was the head bitch in charge. But now they say baddie because they float between PG and PG-13.
Right.
But HBIC in America means head bitch in charge.
Not for Mia Yim, though.
No.
Head baddie.
I'm a baddie.
I'm so bad.
No, she's a good guy and she's PG, so yeah.
Yeah. Next up for the main event, we have Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong. The chain wrestling at the start of the match was really good. And usually, like, I don't really care about that. But these two guys are so good at it that it was actually entertaining.
Right.
There were lots of great counters. Strong sold the hell out of a Gargano super kick.
Yep.
At one point, Gargano chopped Strong in the corner. And Strong spit out. And it hit some of the crowd. And they groaned. Like, it was like... And the crowd went, oh!
Yeah.
And then the rest of the crowd started laughing, and then they started chanting, one more time, one more time, and they did it again. And then Ronaldo, for once, had a good line. He was like, oh, they're in the splash zone!
Right, right.
He's like, all right, that's a good one.
That's super gross, by the way.
Very gross.
It's someone's spit.
Yes. Ugh. They're like, one more time, do it again, we want it.
Like, do you think anybody feels Triple H's water bottle spit? Or is he too close to the ring? Like,
I think they do. Well, unless it all goes up. But
still, if you got like some of it's got a his water bottle, would you be like, eh?
It depends how much it was. If it was just like a little bit, I'd be like, all right. I guess this is he.
So
it's
kind of
it's like being at church. That's like how he blesses you.
I feel blessed.
You are blessed
with
my
his
son.
Saliva.
Yeah. So in the end, Johnny locks in the Gargano escape, but Adam Cole runs out and gets on the apron. Johnny goes after Cole, but Cole jumps off the apron. Then Fish and O'Reilly come out, but so does Matt Riddle, and he fights both of them. Cole then punches Riddle, but then Strong, for some reason, he like touches Cole, like, hey, 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 and Cole thinks it's Johnny, so he kicks him in the head, not paying attention. Johnny then suicide dives onto Cole, hits the slingshot DDT on Strong for the win. Gargano and Riddle then fist bump on the stage. And Cole tries to explain to Strong it was an accident, but Strong is obviously upset, and they just walk away all pissed off.
The beginning of the end?
No.
No.
There are cracks, but they're going to fill in the cracks.
What happens first? Or give me the odds.
All right.
They break up versus they have all the titles. What do you think happens first?
I think they get all the titles. I think that still happens.
I hope so.
I would say 70%.
Wow. I would say it's a coin toss at this point. Maybe lower.
You can't push. That's weak. That's a weak. You have to pick one.
I think I clearly said I think that they'll break up first.
Right? They'll break up first?
I think so. Another dollar.
Mm.
Put it on the board.
There's always cracks in these teams, and it always takes like...
About four years.
Like it's like, oh, we're about to break up. No, we're not. No.
Well, sometimes it happens and sometimes they just break up.
Yeah.
To NXT, shit happens a lot faster than WWE. So you never know. We'll see.
But NXT usually does the right decision. You know, they give the title to Johnny.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing. Like when Johnny's done, give the Undisputed Era all the gold.
I agree.
Baby. Who is your worst dressed?
Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle?
Yeah. Hmm.
Did you see the ring announcer? She's new.
Yeah.
But she was like covered head to toe in like some weird shit.
So your worst dress is because there's no skin?
Yeah, you've picked that before.
It
was a weird dress that she had on.
Yeah.
It was strange. Mm. Best dressed?
Casey.
Yes.
My girl. My girlfriend.
Your girl?
My girlfriend, Casey.
Your girl?
My girl.
I don't think you claimed her.
My girl. Wait, how tall is she?
Yeah, she's more my type.
How tall is she?
She's short.
Is she like under 5'2"?
I think so.
All right, she's all yours.
All right, thank you. She's all mine.
I'm just too tall. It doesn't work well. Smother her.
Make it work.
I'd have to smother her.
You make it work.
Make it work.
You got to avoid certain things.
I don't want to avoid any.
Worst moment?
The start of the show.
The start of the show?
Yeah.
So in the women's tag team match, when Candice got tagged in, she climbed the top rope and Ranallo yelled, "Here comes Tenacious C!"
What's the point of that? What relevancy is that?
I know.
I don't even get it. Can you explain it? Tenacious D is like tough defense.
That's it. Well, that's it.
Yeah, just tough defense.
Well, probably the rock band, but...
That was just horrible, yeah. That was horrible.
Best moment?
Kicking Strong. And setting up some,
Yeah, Gargano versus Strong.
Cole
kicking Strong.
Cole kicking Strong.
The end of that match was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a lot of news and rumors this week for NXT,
which is
usually not the case.
Right, talk to me. I want to hear all of it.
We have an update on Tommaso Ciampa.
Is he out of the hospital?
Well, yeah. He's out of the hospital. He started. That's all right. That's it. No, he started training. He posted a video on Instagram of him lifting dumbbells.
Really?
Although he's only allowed to lift 5 pounds right now.
What's the point?
That's his max. You
got to
start small.
Yeah.
And then he also has to press a small ball that's in between his head and a wall. So he's up against a wall with like a small, ball. Yeah. It's hard to explain, I guess. But, so that's what he's doing right now.
All right.
Trying to stabilize his neck.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Good luck, buddy. Also, Matt Riddle tweeted that he was pulled from this weekend's at live NXT shows due to a mild arm infection. So
the steroids went bad?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, maybe. Or the heroin needle. He also posted a picture of his new skateboard and said he's going to tear it up at the local skate park. That was in the same post. He's like, hey, got a mild arm infection. Well, man, I'm going to go to the skate park. No, he's like mid-30s.
No, he's 11.
up here, he's 11.
Mentally, he's 11.
Yeah. Also, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
NXT referee Tom Caster suffered a broken leg.
Was there a video?
Yes.
There is a video?
Yes.
I have not seen the video.
Yes. NXT referee Tom Caster. Yes.
Oh, God. Come on, pull it up.
Yes. He suffered a broken leg during an NXT house show on Thursday in Omaha. However, the match featuring Velveteen Dream versus Tyler Breeze ended shortly after with Dream hitting the Dream Valley Driver. And with his foot going the wrong way, Caster performed the 3 count.
Why, though?
To end the match.
Why did he not say, hey... I need someone to come out and...
Well, so another referee...
Just yourself.
No, another referee was there.
Yeah.
And he was in the ring calling for help, but then that referee got knocked out, like kayfabe-wise. And I guess the referee told him, I want to finish the match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, that's the picture of it. Yeah, he doesn't...
I've seen the picture. I'm just trying to find the damn video.
Yeah.
Everyone says, I have the video, and then they don't have the video.
Right, no.
Which sucks. Was it idiots? Is this it?
It looks like that's a video.
How does he break, like...
They don't show... Well, I didn't see him actually break it, but you could see it going the wrong way and everything. Hmm. Apparently, he got a super kick from Tyler Breeze, and then he fell wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And broke his leg.
Yes. It's crazy. And it's going the wrong way, and he's making the count. So, UD MVP this week, Tom Caster.
Seriously.
Also, NXT had a house show in Davenport on Friday, and Seth Rollins made a surprise appearance in his hometown with the Universal Championship, so that was cool. Also, NXT UK star Rhea Ripley, who Eric claims winked at her, she winked at him and take over New York.
I was...
I didn't see it happen.
I was standing next to him.
So. Oh, is that what happened?
So I witnessed it. She winked at
him. Really? Yeah. So she had to issue an apology on Twitter after using a homophobic slur on a live stream. And I don't know what live stream this was, because apparently Ripley was taking tips from fans, and if they tipped her $15, then she would insult them. So what is she, a cam girl?
So she said the F word yes. to a gay person?
Yes.
But they're in character. Did Ed Norton apologize She's taking for all the tips. Things he said? In a-
She's taking money from... Why? That's weird to do. Like, it's like, what are you, a cam girl? Like, that's just kind of strange.
That is strange. I'll admit that.
So yeah, but she had to issue an apology... Even though she's like, she's kind of like Ciampa online, you know, like she's, you know, heelish online, everything like that, like on social media.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It was weird. All right. Fan question time. Steven Stafford, what superheroes would you like to see become the next Avengers? Are there any left? That's the question.
What superheroes? This yeah. is not a wrestling related question?
No, it's not.
I don't know if we can do this without spoiling anything. So I.
Well, I mean, like. People who are not in that movie, like, are there any left? I guess Wolverine, but, like, who's left? I don't know.
Wolverine.
You know what I
mean? There's a good one.
But I'm saying, like, what other superheroes are there that haven't been in these movies, you know?
Right. True. I don't know.
I don't think I could think of any. I mean, Deadpool, Wolverine, I don't know. It'd be kind of weird, though. Carol Johnson, thoughts on the Jets draft so far?
They drafted a small tight end who's slow. They drafted an inside linebacker, I saw.
And an outside linebacker.
Yeah, and an offensive lineman.
Yes.
They need that a lot, very much. There was a wide receiver that went to Joey's high school that's like 6'5", and apparently like super, super good.
Yeah.
And he was picked a couple picks before the Jets, apparently, or something like that, Joey said. Anyway, so... I thought we needed like a big receiver, but I guess we have good receivers if they're all healthy.
Right.
So I see since we just got Crowder.
Yeah.
So we have three or four good ones now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Jordan Wermiger, chances of another online Madden League. Not very good.
10%.
Not even. I'm not doing that again.
1%.
When half the people wouldn't play their games and bailed. Yeah, that was annoying.
True.
Danny Jenner, with the Viking War Raider experience moving to Raw, who would you like to see as the next NXT tag champs? Surely the way they're going, it has to be the Street Profits.
So they beat the War Raiders?
No, in a way.
I would have to think
they just
that,
lost to them.
Right. I would think the Forgotten Sons.
Ew.
Who would I want to see it? I don't know. Who's... Are there any good tag teams that you're excited about right now?
No, it would just have to be the Undisputed Era again.
It would have to be. Yeah, that's my pick.
And then Asad Baksa wants an endgame discussion at the end, but it's still early.
Too early.
I mean, we'll just say, you know, we loved it, right? It was amazing.
Great movie. I cried like a little girl.
Yes, you did.
Or a old man.
Eric, I was sitting next to Eric. He was literally hyperventilating.
I mean, give me your best impression without exaggerating.
Of him doing
ready?
That?
Ready? Yeah. Captain America.
I swear. It was crazy. I was like, what is going on?
I mean, I yelled a lot.
Yeah.
Without giving spoilers, I'll insert something fake. I was like, Batman! Yeah! Like that loud.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I can't.
No, it was crazy. I almost called 911.
That's so funny.
I was nervous. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that good. I just didn't hyperventilate.
No.
I get it, I guess. It was amazing.
Yeah. No, it was
better than
it was great.
Infinity War?
I think so.
I'm trying to figure that out because I loved Infinity War so much. Because it was action-packed the entire movie, where this one has a lot of buildup.
Yes.
Hour two is kind of slow. You know what I mean? Because there's 3 hours of movie, but... It might be the greatest last 40 minutes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was
just insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So.
And, a lot, you know, like the first 2 hours was kind of a comedy.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of jokes, a lot of funny jokes.
Very heavy, too, for children.
There was just a lot of great, it was, but there was a lot of great moments.
Yeah.
A lot of great moments.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's all for fan questions. So, that's all, folks.
Abba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Boom.
Him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with
Lashley.